This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch is not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We are so blessed to have all of you here today, spending part of your day with us. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it with us. We couldn't be more grateful for that. We have a tremendous show lined up for you guys today. Before we get into that, Kevin Harrington is out on hiatus. He's working with some smaller businesses out there and doing what he does best. But I have Marla Tabaka, top 10 contributing author here at Inc. Magazine, and my awesome co-host, and it's always a blessing to have her on here as well. Hey, Marla, how are you?
I am doing splendidly today, Jason. How's it going for you in Ohio there?
It's great. The weather has been fantastic, and it's a nice change of pace. You know, Kevin always likes to joke around about that, it's, you know, Ohio weather and things like that. But it's been really nice. I mean, we've been very blessed. I think we could probably use a little bit more rain. I would imagine that probably would help everything. But outside of that, we're very, very happy and excited. And so hopefully you're doing well out there in Chicago.
I am. Same here. It's been gorgeous. I've been getting outside in the garden a lot and doing some barbecuing. So I hope everybody out there is enjoying this beautiful summer. It's just fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And tell all you guys, all the entrepreneurs out there that, you know, come to Big Pitch Radio and check out, like, go to BigPitchRadio.com, check out a lot of the past shows we've had. I mean, we've interviewed lots and lots of people. I think we're coming up on episode 325 or something like that. And, you know, I know we're probably over 1,000 people we've talked to. And just you can get a lot of great insights and information from a lot of the past CEOs we've had a lot of great pitches on the show and great products and also great expert guests. We got our wonderful expert guest, Amy Tepper from amytepperlaw.com, as well as Business in a Box. And excuse me, Business in a Box. There's a Freudian slip, baby. Legal in a Box. If you need legal assistance, she's going to talk about that. You know, a lot of small businesses out there really could utilize some help from a lawyer, but afraid to cost them too much. And she'll talk about Legal in a Box and how you can take advantage of that. It's a huge opportunity. It's affordable for small businesses out there. And, you always don't really think about it until it's too late and there's a lawsuit pending and things like that. Here's a way to protect yourself and have legal presence, and she'll talk about that as well. And if you have some questions, you know, she's our in-house legal expert. Feel free to go over to Twitter and Facebook and put those questions in as well, because she's going to be starting off the show with us today and love to get some of your legal questions answered for you as well. So we'll do that. But in the meantime, I kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. Marla, tell us who we have on the show today.
Well, gosh, don't you know, we have Amy Tepper on the show today, which is always just fabulous. I love having Amy on the show. And we have CEO, founder, Brenda Mirzewski. And Brenda's the founder of Mizzy Cosmetics. And she's done some pretty cool stuff, including getting some celebrity endorsement and some very cool media placement that I'd like to talk to her about, because so many small business owners out there just don't have a clue how to do that. And it's so advantageous to the business. business. So we have a good show lineup today, Jason.
I'm excited, and I'm excited. Like I said, it's always nice to have Amy on, and let's bring her in. We got Amy Tepper of AmyTepperLaw.com and LegalInABox.com. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Good, good. Hello. Happy to be here, as always.
Yeah, it's always great. You know, we get such great insight from you and things that, you know, we don't really think about when it comes to our businesses, but something that should always be on our radar. And, you know, we got some questions coming in. One of them is, which I think is, you know, really interesting, is what steps should I take to prepare for the overtime changes coming up in December? Now, maybe quickly, briefly touch on what the overtime changes are and then how people can effectively prepare for them.
For sure, absolutely. So for anyone who hasn't listened to the show, I have been pounding and pounding my fist about the changes that are coming up to wage and hour law. And the reason that this is so important is because it affects every employer. So if you have an employee out there that you are paying on a salaried basis, you have to take a look because things are going to change as to whether or not you can continue paying those folks on a salary basis. So we have a law, it's called the Fair Labor Standards Act, or FLSA, and that sets the ground rules, the rules on a federal level as to how much you can pay someone and how much they're able to work. So for anyone who works hourly, they know that anything over 40 hours is time and a half. If you work on a salary basis, overtime is not compensated. So what's changing is some of the ways that you've paid your salary basis employees may have to be switched as of December 1st to 2016. Okay, so that's a whole lot of stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what to do. So what are some easy steps to do? Number one, identify employees who may need to be reclassified. Reclassified meaning look at your salaried employees, take a look at how much you've been paying them salary, and if that salary is under $46,000 a year, those folks may need to be now paid hourly as of December 1st. So take a look at your list of employees. Sit down with your finance folks. Number two, calculate the feasibility and costs of raising pay for your currently exempt employees if you do have to switch them to hourly, and then manage your overtime accordingly. And then also, I just want to make a point, too, and this isn't so much a legal issue, but just really about negative employee morale. That can be a big concern, and reclassifying managers or people who are otherwise in supervisory positions can sometimes be a little bit tough, because here we have salaried people going to an hourly wage, and people may look at that as a demotion. So something just to keep in mind, the sort of the communication of the changes when you do go ahead and implement.
That's such critical information, Amy, and I have a couple questions about it, and you kind of answered part of it, you know, moving salaried employees to an hourly wage. Could that affect their benefits?
It could affect their benefits depending on what your benefits, how you pay the benefits to all your employees. So, you know, putting aside the Obamacare Act, you aren't legally required to pay benefits. However, it can affect benefits, and that's something to take a look at to make sure that whatever benefits you're paying, you're equally paying them across the board.
Wow. All right. And then what is the best resource for business owners to learn more about this? Is that their accountant?
It's their attorney and their accountant. The Department of Labor is the federal organization that enforces that law, so the DOL.gov has lots of good information. And, of course, you can give me a call, and we can help prepare. But really, the preparation should be happening now, because the effective date is December 1st, and that'll be here before we know it.
Yikes. All right. This next person is thinking of offering telecommuting options to some of his or her employees, and they want to know what legal considerations they need to think about before they do that.
Yeah, so telecommuting is fantastic. It's a wonderful employee benefit to offer. I think it provides fantastic flexibility. It allows people you know, to have that work-life balance or get something closer to a work-life balance. And it's I think it can make for great productivity. That being said, from a legal perspective, I'm always here to make sure to point out the policy concerns. And so number one, with most areas of the employment law universe, you know, the legal backdrop for this should be a policy that clearly sets out the employer expectations with regard to telecommuting around such issues as hours of work per day or week, preserving confidential information, ownership of equipment, ownership of content. So you want to make sure you have a really thorough, clear policy in place. And the next issue is, too, is discrimination. Determine up front whether the right to telecommute is going to be offered to everyone or if you're just offering the choice to some people. If you're offering it to some people, you have to make sure that that is not discriminatory in any way, that it's evenly applied to a particular group of people, one particular job title, one particular managerial responsibility, so as not to pick and choose just based on sort of quote-unquote the people you trust the most.
Yeah, in some cases I've heard of employers saying, you know, if you have children at home, you know, you can telecommute. And I think that's probably not the way to choose.
Exactly. You want to choose on non-discriminatory reasons, because otherwise you open yourself for exposure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be going into break in about a minute, Amy. And when we come back, our next listener wants to know about things that product liability is the topic. So I think that's really going to be an interesting one to talk about. So I'm looking forward to that. So you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. And we're here with Amy Tepper, amytepperlaw.com. And we certainly thank you for being out there and listening. We look forward to sharing more with you as the show goes on. We'll be right back after this break.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, train, and you're gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Big Pitch Radio. So BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. I'm telling you what, you listeners out there, you're going to be in for a great surprise. The old Jason is out. The new Jason is in. And no more sitting in the background. I'm telling you. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So we are excited. We have Amy Tepper, amytepperlaw.com. Also, Legal in a Box. Listen, if you guys need legal help, which you probably will at some point, the chances of you not getting sued are low. Not to scare you out there, but at some point you develop a nice, healthy company. You want to be protected, but you don't have to go in that staunchy old office with the big leather seat and the books and the, you know, whatever. You can get legal help for the small business owner on a very, very affordable monthly payment plan, and Legal in a Box does just that. And Amy Tepper has been so gracious in putting this wonderful company together. And she's here talking about, we've had some great questions come in, being our in-house legal expert, and we've one of the questions that Marla alluded to before the break is, you know, we deal a lot with this with Kevin. I mean, he deals in so many different products. And the question is, I'm developing a new product that will be used by the consumer. What are some of the things I should consider to make sure I minimize product liability risks?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a tough question. And product liability and is so different than the services industry. And so I guess if I'm going to paint a picture for anyone who might be listening, products liability, if you are selling an item for the consumer, you want to look at it like a chain, like a big long chain, and each link in that chain has to be equally as strong as the link before it, because as you know, the weakest link breaks the chain, and that's when you get into problems. So number one, when you start out, keep safety and build safety and design right into the product at the design phase. When you're designing the products, make sure you have safety reviews, take into account how a product will be used, how it may be used by someone even as appropriately as it should be, and comply with the industry and government safety standards. So at the outset, you have the most control. So get people to look at that right from the outset. Show it to people with an NDA, of course, to make sure that they don't steal your idea, and make sure you build that in right at the outset. Then transfer some of the risks through the management of your suppliers. So what does that mean? So in order to avoid vulnerability to damages and claims, make sure that you're dealing with everyone else down that chain who you are sending the specs to, who is creating the product, who is moving the product, who is putting the product on the shelves. That, number one, you all have good relationships in place. More importantly, of good contracts in place that include hold harmless agreements, ensuring that, you know, if someone who manufactures the goods fails, then it's not going to come back on you. So you have to really look at it as this supply, this chain of management, and keep essential records. Keep copies of, you know, customer designs, product orders, procedures. Have a document retention policy, and enable customer review and feedback, making sure that you are monitoring your product online so that your reputation remains intact.
Mm-hmm. That's an amazing heads up for inventors, Amy, because I know firsthand that most inventors go into their business or a desired product launch not even realizing the cost of all the third-party testing that has to be done on certain items, and it's just crazy. It's a lot of liability that you have to protect yourself against. And you alluded, actually, and, you know, that's fun. Our next question is actually about managing online business reputation, and I'm working with somebody with this right now, and it's a tough place to be when somebody does a Google search on your topic, your keyword, and you show up on the first page in negative light. And then we have social media and managing reputation in social media. So this person wants to know if you have any tips about managing their online business reputation.
Yeah, that's a big issue. And here's the thing. You cannot stop people from talking about you online. I mean, if they say something so inflammatory or so disparaging, of course there are legal, you know, remedies to pursue that sort of disparagement. But if you're just talking about your run-of-the-mill, I only gave him 3 out of 5 stars. I think he was a little bit slow with service. I wouldn't necessarily recommend him. You know, legally, there's not much you can do. But I think that there's steps that you can do to monitor your online presence and boost that online presence. And number one, let me just say first that I am seeing less and less of a separation between your business online profile and your personal profile. I mean, unless you have Facebook that's locked down, realize that everything you post online is going to be available to other people when they do your research, including your personal social media. So just be cautious of that. Everything is everywhere. Don't add credibility to the negative reviews. If you do see a negative review, the recommendations that I give is let's not, slam them back. Let's not get into a argument online, because I'll tell you, you know, one negative review will eventually drop to the bottom of your search or drop to the bottom of your page. But engaging with those negative reviews, I think, really, to be honest with you, does quite a bit more damage than positive.
Yeah, and SEO-wise, every time you engage, you know, you're actually keeping it active, so it's going to stay up at the top of the page, and so that's a problem. However, you know, I always tell my clients, I agree with you, I always tell my clients, don't ignore a negative online review. You know, go back in there and see what you can do to manage that particular unhappy customer or client or what have you, and kind of create a relationship or at least the appearance of trying to repair the relationship, and it's not good to ignore.
Yeah, and very often, if in these comment, boxes or pages or feeds or wherever you might come across it, there's very often opportunity to respond to the negative review, let them know, I'm sorry that you were unhappy, we'll take steps to remedy the situation, so that other people looking see that, you know, what you provide to your customer is of value, and you're willing to fix it if it's not.
Yep, exactly. Sometimes people freak out when they see something on their Facebook page and they want to erase it. And I'm like, no. This is a great opportunity to demonstrate your values and your brand stance and step into some excellent customer service. So don't freak out.
No. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. So just respond to it in the best way that you can.
Yeah, that's great. That's great feedback, Amy, and really important questions coming in, so we thank you for that. Please make sure to keep those questions coming, and you can do that via Twitter, or you can go to our Facebook page and contact us that way. So, Amy, thanks so much for being on the show. Tell people where they can find you.
It is always a pleasure. I'm glad that I have the opportunity to join you guys once a week and help small business owners across the country. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or right at Legal in a Box. My handle name is Legal in a Box on all those social media sites. So you can find me there and connect.
Yay, and I always love connecting with you in socials. It's a lot of fun, good stuff. So thank you, Amy Tepper, and we have a fabulous CEO guest coming up, so stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for. At a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We want to also take just a moment and thank all of our veterans and soldiers out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we get to enjoy on a daily basis. And if you see a veteran or soldier out there, don't hesitate. Just say those two wonderful words that they'll appreciate for the rest of their lives, which is thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for doing what you've done to protect the freedoms that we enjoy. So with that, we have a great CEO guest on with us today. We have Brenda Merzieski on with us, and she is the founder and CEO of Mizzy Cosmetics, located in Portland, Connecticut. Mizzy Cosmetics product line includes a variety of all-natural and organic-based lip balms and lip scrub. The brand really took off at the end of 2015 when Kylie Jenner organically endorsed the brand to her 40 million social media fans and was featured in top media outlets all over the world. And since then, Mizzy's sales have increased by 400% and continue to grow every day. Brenda is also a loving wife and mother of two. Brenda, it's a pleasure to have you here on the Big Pitch Radio Show, and we thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
No, we appreciate it. And, you know, I always am intrigued by the hustle it takes to get out there and generate buzz for any kind of products or services out there. And you seem to have done a great job in producing that amount of buzz out there. But before we get into all that, I like to get into the personality of people that and their backgrounds to understand, you know, where did that come from? And so going back a little bit, not to date you or like that, but going back a little bit, you know, when you were growing up, did you grow up around an entrepreneurial family, or was it more traditional in nature?
No, I grew up with a traditional family. My father was a mechanic. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She was a paraprofessional. She came here from Italy when she was 22. And, you know, my sisters all did different things. They all had their own things that they wanted to do, and I had no idea what I wanted to get into. So basically just a traditional family, no entrepreneur experience whatsoever at that moment.
What do you think, you know, when growing up in a traditional family, what are some of the key takeaways that you feel were, you know, are responsible for some of the success you're having today?
You know, I saw my mother, you know, she couldn't speak English when she first moved here when she was 22, and I saw her do what she had to do to get by, to learn the English language. She wanted a job. She would not give up on that, and she gave it her all. And then I saw my father supporting us three girls in the house. You know, he worked so hard and, you know, provided for his family and never gave up, was very loyal to his company, you know, always on time, always getting to work, going above and beyond, and just trying to climb that corporate ladder. And I saw that with both my mom and my dad, which was, it was very different, you know, very different personalities there. And that was, you know, I think instilled in me and my sisters as far as growing up and seeing them just grow and become like who they are today.
That's a wonderful, wonderful story, Brenda. And you have a story of how you launched Mizzy Cosmetics, the brand, and I think it's really interesting. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry for about 12 years before I had children, and I wasn't a scientist by any means. I worked in supply chain and logistics for some pretty big pharmaceutical companies, and I really enjoyed it. I went to school for business. I knew I really enjoyed corporate America, and I enjoyed supply chain. It's a lot of what my father and my sister did. I saw how much they liked it. I wanted to dabble in it, and after I got pregnant with my daughter, I had a really great opportunity to stay home. And I stayed home between her and then my other little one, Brady, who's going to be five soon. You know, I stayed home with them for a good 7 years. And I knew I had to go back to work, and I didn't want to. And I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Because in my last jobs, I traveled constantly. I was never home. It was a demanding job. I was a materials planner, so it was a lot of traveling overseas, and I loved it, but I knew I didn't want to do that with two young kids at home. So I did kind of go back and try to get a job within the companies that I was working at that were a little bit more low-key, and I had, like, several opportunities presented to me, and in the meantime, just very randomly, as a mom, you know, I'm home and, you know, we got all this crazy stuff going on with school and my kids and my husband. We had really bad chapped lips, just a very normal problem for every American out there, right? And you know, we were trying everything kind of over the counter and nothing was working. So I randomly just tried to go online and look up some things to make. And I wanted it to be natural because I wanted my kids to use it. I wanted it to last a long time. And so I just kind of concocted my own little science experiment in my kitchen. And it was so much fun. You know, my kids were helping me, and it was just a cool random thing to do, like on a Sunday night. You know, it wasn't anything that I even thought about for future business whatsoever. And after I made all these lip balms, after trial and error for like 3 months trying to find something that worked, I came up with this lip balm. I had no name for it, but I gave like 300 away because I made too many. And people started asking for it, like, more. They wanted it back. Can you make more for my family? It's working. And I was like, gee, I might have something here. And at that time, I had a job offer, and I was ready to go back to this corporate America. I had daycare lined up. I mean, I was ready to go. And my husband said, listen, if you really think you got something here, why don't you try to do this for a year and see what happens? So I just started selling to some local salons, and everybody loved it. And I did not think anything of what was going to happen next. So that's basically how I got started.
Wow. Amazing. So you take this kitchen table product, and it looks like you've developed quite the distribution model. We have a lot of people listening, I'm sure, who have beauty products, and that is a really, really crowded space. We just have a couple minutes before we go into break, so I'll be cutting you off. But give us the story. Give us a little bit of the story of, like, where you go from there. You started with local beauty salons, and then what?
You know, we ended up getting an opportunity to go into the Oscar swag bags just 4 months after launched, which was crazy. These things are just happening out of the air. But, you know, I'm really big on social media. I was pushing it. I'm very vocal in my town. I'm well-known in my community. People know who I am. I support a lot of different things in our community, so they started to support me, and then word got out, and when the Oscars happened, I was flooded with every news station in Connecticut at my house, and then they asked me to come on air and talk about this new experience that I'm going through with the Oscars, and that's when things changed, and retailers were calling me, Brenda, would you mind if we sold your product? Do you have an application that we need to fill out to get your product in our store? And I was like, what? Okay, you know, let's roll with this. I'm going to make this big. Like, now, this fire just got lit under me. I'm like, boom, I am going to go into every retailer that will take me, and I am going to get into these salons. And our biggest our biggest group of retailers is high-end hotel spas and medical spas. They use our lip balms and lip scrubs in their as a lip treatment in their rooms after a facial or a microderm, even after like a Juvederm lip filler. That's where we are right now, and it is so cool to see how all of this has grown and that these retailers have been reaching out to me to get this product. So that's where everything kind of changed, and we started to really get into all these other retailers.
So it all started with that swag bag, and did that opportunity fall in your lap too, or did you actually do something to initiate it?
Totally did. So, I mean, I don't know if it's just pure luck or just divine timing, but we had a family friend visiting us from the Beverly Hills that used to live over here in Connecticut, and he said, Brenda, this is so cool. Like, your packaging is cool. Your story is cool. It works. Like, this is just a great thing. Let me bring it back to Beverly Hills and see what I can do. Maybe I can get it into a boutique. And I had no idea his sister was a publicist and worked with the people at the Oscar Gifting Suites. He showed it to her. She loved it. And I guess she went to the people at these Oscar Gifting Suites. There's a few. There's like five prestigious suites that these actors go into. And
okay, so Brenda, I promise to cut you off, and I'm going to do exactly that because we're going to go into break now. So okay. We'll be right back, and I'd love you to finish that story when we come back from this break.
Okay, great.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. You know, we're here with a wonderful guest with Missy Cosmetics, and she's Brenda. You know, was talking about, you know, the experiences she's had since she started Missy Cosmetics, and you know, the Oscar story. And I'd like to see if you can finish up on the Oscar story, because it then transitions into another cool story about your cosmetics, Brenda.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got this opportunity to go into the Oscar swag bag. Our friend came over and visited us from Beverly Hills, took our stuff, brought it to his sister, who was a publicist, and she loved it and said, you know, let me see if I can get her in these, you know, gifting suites. And sure enough, they said yes, like right away. And they needed 250 bags in 2 weeks, and I was so scared. I almost like took a step back and said, "Oh no! I don't do that. Like this is too much." And my whole family was gathered around me because it was Christmas time, and they're like, "You're doing this. We got to do this. This is awesome." And so I just went into it, you know, with everything I got. I made all these lip balms, and we were shipping it out, and once Connecticut kind of heard about it, I mean, like I was saying before, every news station just flooded me. Every newspaper called me. They wanted to come and meet me and take pictures and do an interview and look at my family and where we live and how I'm making this and where I'm making it. And we've been invited on, you know, all of their shows, Connecticut Style, NBC Connecticut, and it was so fun. It was crazy, but it was fun. I had no time to be nervous because everything was happening so quick, and it was the first time I really have been on, like, live TV, and I was so thrilled. I feel like I killed it, and I did so good, and everybody really liked me. And then again, after that, then all of these retailers started to call, and it has been, like, a whirlwind since then. And, you know, I added an employee at that time because there was no way I was going to be able to do this myself now, because once, you know, the media got a hold of it, the orders were pouring in because of the Oscars and because I was local. You know, I was a mom. everybody really loved the story. And so orders were pouring in, and I was manufacturing day and night, and I had to hire another local mom to come and help me. And, you know, soon I had to hire a salesperson to come and help me manage these retailers and to get more retailers. And it was probably the biggest change in this whole scenario that, you know, to date, really. But, yeah, the Oscars really did put us on the map at that point.
And then you get this celebrity endorsement with Kylie Jenner. Did she just – what did that look like, and how have you leveraged it?
Okay, so real quick, you know, I was always sending my products out to celebrities, you know, wishful thinking, dreaming big, no expectations whatsoever. So Kylie, you know, the Kardashians, you know, like them or not like them, they're great businesswomen. They know what they're doing, and they're very successful. And Kylie, you know, this up-and-coming, you know, Jenner daughter, she had this whole thing going on with her lips, and the media was surrounded by her, and I actually felt bad for all the things that people were saying about this young girl that was just trying to, you know, grow up and live in this, you know, L.A. And so I wrote to the publicist, and I told her my story, and I wanted to share it with them. And I get an email back from the publicist. Her name is Cynthia Boosie. She is wonderful, like this mom, real down-to-earth lady. And she's like, Brenda, I get thousands and thousands of emails daily in this email inbox, and I can't answer everybody, but your email stuck out, and I loved your story. She's like, this is what I want you to do. Go ahead and pack some stuff up for all the K-girls, write them a letter, and I'll just at least make sure they get it, but don't expect anything. And I was thrilled. So I sent them all gifts, and weeks went by, a month and a half went by, and my phone started going off on October 29th. I was ready to go pick up my kids at the bus stop, and it was just going crazy. And I look at it, and my friends are like, oh, my God, Brenda, Kylie Jenner is, like, talking about you on her Instagram.
Oh,
and when I pulled it open, she did, like, a travel bag. Like, what's in my travel bag? And here I am next to, like, La Mer cream and Victoria's Secret. And then she's standing there, like a legit video, standing there holding my lip scrub and my lip balm, talking about this is her go-to, this is what she carries, and this is what she loves, and she's reading my ingredients, and boom, I literally, within an hour, just orders were pouring in, and I, like, hid under my bed for, like, 5 minutes, because I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? But we just hustled. Like, I had a better manufacturing operation, again, in my house. I had people helping me. And we were just whipping them out.
Oh,
I had inventory because we were gearing up for the holidays anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't make anybody wait. I was just manufacturing day and night, and not one customer waited for their order. Not one.
Well, Brenda, your enthusiasm is just contagious. And I think you could have developed a new nuts and bolts system and still, you know, boring, something terribly boring, and still really taken off and become successful, because it's really about the entrepreneur, I think, even more than it's about the product, although you do have a great product, I'm sure. So it's been delightful having you on the show. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's been nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell our audience where they can buy this fabulous product, because, you know, I'm on your website, actually, I'll confess, and kind of thinking, okay, which ones do I want?
Yeah, they can go to www.mizzicosmetics, that's M-I-Z-Z-I, cosmetics.com, and, you know, we're located all over the United States, mainly on the East Coast, but we do orders online as well, so that's where they can reach me.
That's great. I see that you have this gift set. Is that a good way to sample everything, or, you know,
it's
some of them
cool.
Anyway?
I mean, it's a good way to get a lip balm and a lip scrub. They're usually paired up together. That's how a lot of people buy them. You can't put the balm on until you really scrub your lips and get off all the dead skin cells. So it's a great way of getting both of those and trying something. But our biggest seller is the Honey Kiss lip balm. It's our summer edition. Mm. That's what Kylie endorsed, so that one is, you know, can't keep enough of that in stock, so that's our biggest one.
Awesome. Brenda, thanks so much for being on Big Pitch, and we thank everybody for listening, and yeah, make sure to go to this website, M-I-Z-Z-I Cosmetics, and check it out. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.